American Blood, written by Ben Sanders and read by George Newbern.
They listened to Leon make the call, sitting shirtless at his desk, a cigarette in two fingers held aloft. Leon was IT proficient. The Marine Corps made him conversant. The phone was rigged to his computer and there was a voice distortion applied. Everything he did was routed through some internet substructure he called the Dark Web. It had been set up in the 90s by military intelligence for the purpose of safe communication, but somewhere along the line it had been hijacked for non-official activities. Buying and selling porn, buying and selling kids, arranging fake IDs, contacting hitmen. The beauty of it was that by virtue of some complicated science it was anonymous. Shit got bounced around through servers all over the place, and if you did things properly, not even the geek kids at Fort Meade knew who you were. Leon hated the NSA. He believed eavesdropping was unconstitutional. He said the kicker about the dark web was that while one branch of the federal government was attempting to crack it, another was simultaneously bolstering its security. He called it a perfect dichotomy. His office was full of books, floor to ceiling on his shelves, great tomes lying open on the desk. Anatomy was his present interest. Vance said he liked to know exactly what he was cutting. When he put down the phone, Leon sat a moment with his back to them, and then he swiveled smoothly in the chair. He said, "Boy has to die." He thought a moment. "Probably best you all go. Take two cars, but not that Jeep he's already seen. I'll stay here with the guests. We might need to free up some living space." Afternoon now as they readied the cars. First aid kit for each, a ram for the door, a couple of M1s with spare 30-round clips, backup Glocks, fake ATF badges, and IDs Leon had procured online. Anyone stopped them, first glance, they'd look like feds headed for a bust. Further checks, and they'd just have to kill someone. They donned Kevlar vests to wear under their jackets. Killing time before the rollout, Dante and Vance did a few lines, standing there tensed, neck veins bulging, head banging and screaming at a drum bleed pitch, amping themselves up for the trip.